Greetings, Warwick University. Hello, this is Timmy Mallett. Now, you won't have any idea at all who I am, but the only reason I'm here is because I was a Warwick student just like you squillions of years ago. And to give you an idea just how long ago it was, let me tell you something about the time I was a student. Well, there were just 3 TV channels in the country. We had a head of history department who gave a lecture on the Reformation without mentioning Luther. Harold Wilson was Prime Minister. I remember catching the bus to Kenilworth to buy the brand new Wings album, Venus and Mars. Derby County won the first division. That revolving cone thing was unveiled outside the Art Centre. Tricky Dicky Nixon was president in America and Saigon fell. Beer cost 14 pence a pint. I remember hitchhiking to Berlin to visit Checkpoint Charlie. There was a referendum on whether we should be in Europe. Sounds familiar. Students occupied the administration block over the rents for accommodation, which were a massive £7 a week. Chelsea, Luton, Carlisle, all relegated to the second division. We wore cheesecloth shirts, and I fell for a postgrad girl called Linda Webley, who I met in the laundrette. There was a radio station in a hut by Roots M Block, and we moved it, well, I moved it, to the top of the student building. It was called URW, or Radio Warwick, now better known as Raw. And there was a loud DJ on at breakfast time called the Morning Maniac. And I got my first ever fan letter when someone wrote to me, actually wrote a card and said, "Thanks very much. I like the featured 2 in a row from the Fab Four." That was Beatles for breakfast. It's a good idea. I'm rather proud of that. Our students' union vice president told us we had 3 years without any responsibilities and we could make friends for 10 minutes or lifelong pals. And we were free to make the most of every opportunity that came our way. Good advice. So good luck in your radio marathon, Raw. 50 hours non-stop for a radio station that's 47 years old. Make sure you play Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. I am, after all, one of the very few Warwick students ever to actually top the charts. That's me. I'll be listening on the internet and you'll be a lot better than we were. This is Timmy Mallett saying, be loud, be brilliant, and roar.